A very good evening, Zimbabwe. This is Life Talk, a women's roundtable. We're broadcasting. I'm broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this June the 25th, 2020. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga, also here in Washington, D.C. today on the 25th of June 2020. Welcome to our show, the Women's Roundtable.
And tonight we have, you know, a bevy of topics to talk about. We are obviously going to start with the COVID-19 coronavirus, which is ravaging the whole world, including Zimbabwe, where cases have been rising. And currently Zimbabwe has 530 positive cases and 6 deaths. And we're also going to be looking at some of the recoveries that have happened, which is good news for Zimbabwe and also in the world, that, you know, we've seen other people contracting COVID-19 and also recovering. Star.
Yes, it's good news about the recoveries now, seeing that in Zimbabwe we have 123 recoveries as of now, meaning the active cases are 401 if we take out the recoveries and the deaths. And totally worldwide, we are looking at 9,462,646. Those are the infections, the cases, and the deaths. They are now at 483,311, according to the Johns Hopkins College. And in the U.S. here, unfortunately, Marvelous, the cases are said to be rising because of this lifting of some restrictions of the lockdown has led to some states, more than 22 states, having cases rise. And we see that it's got an impact on the overall cases, because what happens feeds to the total cases worldwide, and it feeds to the deaths worldwide. In the U.S., currently we have 2,382,134 cases and 121,996 deaths, right? We're talking of a country with a very huge population of more than 300 million. So that's why 300 million, that's why it's this high. Yet it is, even in Zimbabwe, it's still high to have 530 cases, although the population is also 12 million.
Yes, when we look at the global figures, currently there are 9.4 million people that have actually contracted COVID-19. And of those, 483,000 have passed away due to COVID-19. And here in Washington, D.C., where I am based, we have 10,128 cases with 541 deaths. So they are actually, if they've put into law, that you cannot go into any place of business, you cannot go into any place of work without wearing a mask. So that has now been enforced here in Washington, D.C. And we see when you go and buy your groceries, you have to be having a mask. The shop will not let you in. They've opened up a few places like restaurants, but it's outside seating. So this is what has been going on behind the scenes. And we've seen, like what Star said, a rise in the number of cases here in the United States. And America at the moment seems to be the epicenter, as Star, when we used to look at Italy and Spain before as, you know, being the epicenters of COVID-19 in the world. But the U.S. right now has one of the highest number of cases currently worldwide.
Yes, and speaking of the COVID-19 and the lockdown, we see that some people's livelihoods have been at a standstill almost, especially in Zimbabwe, where you see that most people, they do some vending, some people, you know, self-employed, they have this and that, small businesses. And because of this lockdown, most people have lost quite a sizable income. That's why today we also hoping to talk to one of the activists who has come up to try and help families during this COVID lockdown. She's Cora Ndebele of the Open Heart organization that's feeding children porridge and other foodstuffs at Emakandeni in Bulawayo. She's saying this is because people have their small businesses at a standstill and they cannot afford to feed their families. And women have it, having been the hardest hit most, as they have to provide for their children. She's even saying the pregnant women are saying they don't have enough to eat. They wish they could be included in this program, but unfortunately, they don't have enough resources. They try as much as they can to feed the vulnerable. As we are talking, she's trying to join us, Marv. She says,
"I think let me just try and see if she can. I can see her, but let's see if she can hear us."
Okay.
I'm bringing her on the screen. Hello.
There she is.
Hello, Lynn.
Hi, Cora. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Fine. Yes. How is Bulawayo there?
Bulawayo is a bit cold today.
Okay. Right. If you can introduce yourself, who exactly are you and what are you doing at the present moment?
I'm Cora Ndebele, an activist from Bulawayo. Today I've joined you to talk about the organization that I recently launched, the Open Heart, that mainly concentrates on saving children below the age of 15 years, 15 years and below.
Yes, and what exactly made you come up with this organization? Why now?
Okay, it was during the lockdown tenure. So when the first 3 weeks elapsed to the second phase, that's when we realized that most families are now struggling to feed even the children. Because of lockdown, most of families were self-sustaining themselves in the informal sector. So because of this lockdown, everything was with them still. They couldn't even get any income. So that's when we realized that most families are now struggling. Hence, we launched the Open Hearts to give children the little that we have.
Mm-hmm. So where are you getting your funding from? Are you self-funding or you are getting some other people that are actually trying to help you with your program?
Okay. When we started, we were self-funding ourselves, but along the way, donors have been coming, individuals and other organizations. Recently, we were joined by an organization named Trovoco, which is working tirelessly to make sure that our program is marketed all over so that we get funding and we sustain this program even beyond the COVID-19 era.
Mm-hmm. Mm. What exactly is the organization giving you? If you can explain it to us. Are you giving the children?
Mainly we're giving children porridge in the morning daily between 8 and 10 a.m. Then when we started, we were giving them dinner lunch that we served around 4 p.m. there, so that the children at least get something even in the evening. But along the way, as we said before, we're self-sustaining. We stopped also funding. But we were prepared to restart the program of dinner and lunch. Currently, what is ongoing and what has been ongoing on a daily basis, it's porridge in the morning daily between 8 and 10.
Yes, and you are talking of children below the age of 16. What about the elderly and the other vulnerable groups, or even just adults, able-bodied adults? Okay. Do they come to your kitchen, and what do you do?
We wish we could offer everyone who is vulnerable, who need food, but because of resources, we are limited. That's why we are concentrating mainly on children, because just recently we heard even adults who were coming forefront, telling us that as adults, especially the elderly, that at least give us something, and we're also struggling, we don't have food. But because of limited resources, really, we're failing to meet that target. We wish if it's possible to get resources, we include them as well in this program. Because our wish is everyone who is vulnerable, everyone who needs food, should be able to get a plate.
What inspired you to start this program, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic, where we see a lot of people have actually just been shying away from actively participating in programs like yours?
It was because, we realized that there are many people, especially children, who were struggling, really, because there's this neighbor, a local man, with his little children came to my home looking for food. I was just throwing away something. Then they said, please give us, ma'am, we need it because we're hungry. So that's when I said, if these kids, they're coming to me saying they're hungry, How many are shunning even to come forward and say that they are hungry? So we said, you know, let's do something for our community. The little that we give will go a long way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Are you only operating as women, or you have some men also helping in the group?
Okay, we are women. Currently, we are two. I'm working with Dorothy Makova, the local woman who just came around. I understand this initiative very much. So we joined hands together. Then we're working together currently.
Yebo ke ungasitshela ke ngolimi lwesintu ukuthi kahle kahle inhlanganiso yakho le ye-Open Heart kuyini ekwenzayo yabo kuyabe ngazizwa ukuthi isingisi sikhulume konke nje bokukhuluma ukuthi kuyinekuyimele kunika abantwana ngaphi nini njani.
Okay, inhlanganiso le ye-Open Heart inhlanganiso esesigabeni ekobulawayo esigabeni seMakhandeni. Inhlanganiso le inikeza abantwana ukudla abale 16 years and below. Sibanikeza ukudla iporridge daily insuku zonke ekuseni ngo-8 to 10 a.m. Sathi siqalisa inhlanganiso, saqalisa sibanikeza lesasikubiza ngokuthi i-lunch dinner esasibanikeza ngama-4. Kodwa ngenxa yama-resources sagcina sesimile ukunikeza abantwana i-lunch dinner. Okwakhathesi sikukwanisayo ikubanikeza i-porridge nsuku zonke ekuseni 8 and 10.
Yebo-ke, kodwa babuya ngobuningi yini abantwana la?
Yebo, abantwana babuya ngobuningi. Sathi siqala babebuya besiba ngabo-50, kodwa okwakhathesi ngesuku sinikeza abantwana 150 kusiya phezulu.
Yebo-ke, manje lapho-ke ukuthi lizivikele ku-COVID-19 le iy'mpahla zokugqoka-ke lezokuvala imilomo namakhala ama-mas likuyini elikwenzayo imizamo yokuthi libone ukuthi akumemetheki-ke igcikwane leli kundwendwe zokubanika ukudla la.
Sisebenzisa ama-maski thina esiyabe sipheka siseva siya-make sure ukuthi silawo ama-maski. Then inhlanganiso yeTrovoko yabuya yanikeza abantwana bethu bonke ababuyayo amamaski. Owakhathesi lamamaski ukuthi wonke umntwana obuyayo ezothatha iporridge siyamnikeza imaski ukuthi agqoke. Ababuya nsuku zonke siyabakhuthaza ukubana nsuku zonke nxa bebuya bafake amamaski. Ngokuba abadleli lapha ngekhaya siyabanikeza ukudla, babuya nezikaftini sibafakele ukudla ezikaftinini bahambe bethwele besiya ekhaya.
Yebo-ke, hhayi akuhle-ke ube ukhona khonapho sizakhuluma lawe. Over to you, Marvelous. It's interesting that actually they also have masks that they give to the children so that there's no transmission in these lines for the food, and which they also use as the women who are cooking, and which they can also give to the children.
Yes, sir, that's very impressive. And, you know, at the moment, especially we've seen some initiatives in Harare as well, where we've seen people, also women, using masks when they are cooking, and also for the children that come to receive food to also be protected. So have you not had any problems from the city council there in Bulawayo?
Currently, I haven't had any problem from the city council because I approached my local council, councillor, to inform him of the initiative. I've also approached the city health, city council, to tell them about the initiative, but they haven't visited my places of yet.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very, very much. I'm going to come back to you as we take our other guests. So thank you. Just stay on the line and we'll come back to you. Hello. Nasi tiri kutaura isu pachirongwa chemadzimai chewomen's roundtable. Tiri kutaura pamusoro pedambudziko reCOVID-19 kana kuti coronavirus. Tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika munyaya dzezvematongerwo enyika. Apo nyaya ino iri kunetsa munyika panguva ino yeCOVID-19 inyaya yemadzimai matatu eMDC Alliance, vanoti Joana Mamombe, Mushare Joana Mamombe, Mushare Cecilia Chimbiri, na Mushare Netsai Marowa. vari kuwanikwa ivo vachitarisirwa kuti vamitswe pamberi pedare mangwana vachizonzwa kuti vachawana here mukana wekuti vabhadhariswe mari yechibatiso kana kuti kwete. Saka ndozvimwe zvatichange tiri kukurukura ipo pano. Titarisa zvakare mabasa ari kuitwa apo tanga tiri kutaura namai Kora Ndebele vanga vari kutaura nemabasa avari kuita kuBulawayo uko vari kuwanikwa ivo vachipa vechidiki chikapu. Vari kuti ivo vari kubika bota nezvimwe zvakadaro panguva ino yeCOVID-19 vachipa vechidiki. Saka parizvino tichange tiri kufonera mumwe munyarikani wedu Sadewa ari kuHarare kuti apindewo muchirongwa achitiudza kuti anoona sei panyaya yezvematongerwo enyika zviri kuitika nyanya panyaya ino yeCOVID-19. Saka regai tinzwe kuti vachakwanisa here kupinda muchirongwa tiwanikwe tichitaura navo. Asi parizvino munyika sekutaura kwatiri kuita chirwere cheCOVID-19 chabata icho vanhu vanoita 530 uyezve 6 ndo vakawanikwa vachishaya, 123 vakawanikwa vachikunda dambudziko irori reCOVID-19. Tinotarisa kuti pasi rose parizvino tichitarira zviri kubva kuJohn Hopkins University iri kutaura iyo kuti pasi rose globally pane vanhu vanosvika. Hello Star. Hi, this is Marvelous. Sorry, I'm using a different number. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Saka Star, tinoona kuti parizvino pane nyaya yeCOVID-19 iyi iri kuitika pasi rose, asi zvakare pane madzimai eMDC Alliance vari kuwanikwa ivo vari muusungwa parizvino. Tinoona kuti iwe wakambopindawo padambudziko iri, uri kuona sei izvi?
Hazvo zvinorwadza zvikuru kuti madzimai akajoina politics anosungwa participaterei mudemonstration umo mavaidhimanda kuti dai hurumende yapuwa vanhu vari kutambudzika rubatsiro sezviri kuitikwawo kune dzimwe nyika. Apa vadzimai aya pavakasungwa vakabatswa vakaendeswa muusungwa vakawanikwa vachirepwa vakawanikwa vachirohwa vakawanikwa vachishungurudzwa for close to 48 hours. But chinotishamisa ndechekuti ivo vari mavictims kushungurudzwa nehurumende vari kutosvika pazvakare pakutosungwa votowanikwa vachitobatswa votogara muusungwa vasina kurapwa vari traumatized. Zviri zvinhu zviri kutishungurudza zvikuru ende hazvisiri kushungurudza isusu, zviri kushungurudza vanhu vakawanda muregion even muinternational community chaimo chaimo. Saka vanhu ana United Nations vachitopindira vachiti zvinhu zviri kuitwa neZimbabwe zvinonyangadza zvikuru, zvinotyora kodzero dzemadzimai, zvinotyora kodzero dzevanhu vanopinda munyaya dzepolitics, zvinotyora kodzero dzemaopposition political parties and vanofanira kusunungura madzimai aya vavabudise muuranda. But hazvina kutedzerwa saka zvii zviri kutishungurudza zvikuru kuti dai vangovasiya bo zvinoita kuti mamwe madzimai anzwe kutya kuda kupinda mupolitics bcause vanenge vakufunga kuti kupolitics kudokupolitics madzimai. Saka zvinoita futi apa isusu tiri kutsvagira kuti number dzedu dzemadzimai ari muleadership dzishoma. But vakadzi vakanika vachishungurudzwa daika come 2023 tichatowana madzimai acho achitamba achiteta mashoma bcause hapana munhu anoda kujoina kunzwa anoziva kuti kunorohwa vanhu.
Tinoona imi makambenge makapinzwawo muchizarira imo muchimbotitsanangurai kuti munenge makamira sei tichitarisa kuti nguva ino inguva yekutonhora kuZimbabwe uyezve tichitarisa nedambudziko irori reCOVID-19 munenge makamira sei muna mune muchiitei pamunenge murimo?
Sorry, yambokata chimboripita futi.
Enda ndiri kuti tinoona kuti madzimai aya vari muchizarira panguva iyo kuri kutonhora kuZimbabwe uyezve tine COVID-19 chirwere chiri kutekeshera pasi rose, asi imimi pamanga muri muusungwa panguva yamakambosungwa zvaifamba sei zuva nezuva, chii chamaiita zuva nezuva, tingatarisira kuti pari zvino vari kuita sei?
Okay, inini semunhu angakasungwa kunyatsonzwisisa exactly what they are going through. Zviri zvinhu zvinondirwadza bcause ndakapinda musame situation yavandava nayo. One, hamuna mubhedha muchikurubhisi nomatima prison, munorara pasi munongopiwa kamatress nechimagumbeze chwakatosakara. So it means one, vari kupindwa nechando, hakwanga kusina mvura and obviously hakuna mvura nanhasi magetsi anenge achinetsa, hakuna chikafu chakawanda, hakusina chikafu chiri balance, vanodya maspeni anongodya porizi isina kana doviri isina kana chinhu, vanonwa tii isina mukaka isina chingwa, sometimes chingwa chinenge chatoraswawo kumakambanies anogadzira chingwa ndo chavanopiwa. Vatobva ipapo votodya lunch, kulunch yacho ngodya sadza nemavegetables hazvina hapana nyama, muchingopedza kudya lunch kumatikofu makutodya imwe inenge vafa kuma 2-3 bhozi unofanha ke matovharirwa na3 and chimwe chinhu chiri kundirwadza isusu kristu taivanaki bhozi taiwana chikafu kubva kunze saa taingoitirwa makuseni chikafu chinongokwana kutozongodya makuseni masikati manheru but ivo havasi kubvumidzwa kuisirwa chikafu and isusu sewaupi takatombotiraya the whole of last week kuti tibatiwo maloya zavo tivapowo chikafu bhozi zvinoezvo zvinonzwisisa personally kuti zvinorwadza but chikafu chacho chizhinji chacho chiri kuramba pane chikafu chishoma chiri kudiwa sounopedzisira tozoona kuti kutopanisha vanhu because vanhu ava mapoliticians and problem jekuti nyaya yavo yapositifaiswa sokuti majesti chikafu chacho cheusungu vanokwanisa kuitirwa kana poison chaicho tinozviona zvichiitika vanhu mapoliticians haiprofile cases vanhu vachipinda vachiita se vamwe vachitozotadza kubuda vari vapenyu so vari panguva yakaoma and chikafu chacho vangobuda imomo pamwe vacho vatori malnutrition vachitoita nge vanhu vamutorwara chaiko chaiko nekwasi because hamuna chikafu mujeri and ndizvo zvikuri kutonhora unenge wakangopfeka kadress nejuice nemasofa ubvumidzopfeka kana maskisaisi and handinzwisisi logic yekuti sei vachirambisa vanoti vanzi munhu anozvisungirira but unokwanisa kuzvisungirira nejuice kakana uchita kofa unongofa vanhu vanobatanidza mapesi unokwanisa kuzvisungirira neanything even masofs chaiwo chaiwo saka kurambidza madzimai vanofanira kutodesina mauniforms asiri emadress kana iri winter ngavapfekedze vakadzi zvinhu zvinodziya sezvamunoziva vakadzi vanoita kuti maproblems ezvibereko kanyanya kuitwa nechando and chimwe chinhu chandakaona nomo chandakatadza kunzwisisa avabvuma anoti mapensi liners ayai yekuti unokwanisa kupfekawo ishoko chonoodzirwa semunhu womudzimai vanozvirambisa so zvinhu zvavanorambidza kujeri chinondishamisa ka hazvina logic hazvina reason vanongokuza kuti chakati hatichidi hapasina kana reason haupuwe kana explanation and isusu kwatanga tiriko hamubvumidzwe mastaf hamubvumidzwe mahesa aya euro because mahesa acho anozoya ari either ered kana ewhite so the moment aikaopeka chinhu chered zvinenge zvakunzi zvine mapolitical connotations ndezvepolitics saka vari pakuva yakaoma ndozvatitangotaura and mukatotarisa izvozvi mapictures ava vari kubuda haasi kunyatsoratidza zvakanaka vanhu vari kutoratidza zvari panguva yekushungurudzika chaiyo chaiyo mvura yekugeza imomo unogeza nemvura inotonhora tasemure zvazviri kuita and unogeza matsemseni kana kuti unogeza masikati acho but hapana environment yetinonyatsorohwa nezuva environment yacho haimboiti
tiri ipapo sangano renyu imi rinoita nemabasa api uyezve mataura kuti makamboedza kuti muendese chikafu asi hachisi kubvumidzwa
isusu sewaupi tinoshanda nemadzimai anoda kutinga ndosaka isusu tiri kunyanyoshungurudzika because basa redu tinoshanda kumapolitical parties akawanda ese tichitsvaga madzimai ada kurana naizvozvi patopikya for 2023 tichitsvaga vakadzi vadaita macouncillors tichitsvaga vakadzi vari kuda kuita mamps and mutsvakurudzo dzakanga tichiita tichida kutsvaga kuona kuti chii chiri kutadzisa vakadzi kuti vapinde maleadership positions chinhu chekutanga chiri kubuda inyaya yepolitical violence so tikaramba tichiona manje vakadzi vachishungurudzwa sezvekuitwa ana sicilia ka hatiwane vakawanda vanobuda because vashona vakadzi vanotora ushingi hwekuti takupinda mupolitics because it's a male dominated environment so isusu zvinotirwadza ndosaka taramba kubvira pavakangotanga vachisuka tichingoapila ezvawapi kuti vasunungurei because muri kuita kuti basa redu ringe richioma because hapana kwauchazombodzokera kumacommunities uchiti huyai madzimai muise macouncillor huyai muise mamps because vakutya right now saka isusu ndopatinoramba chimwe ndosaka takatozozvitorawo apona wasosi takuengeja sadzac takuengeja african union takuengeja even united nations ana un wip and kwese koko ana international parliamentary union kuti onai zviri kuitika muzimbabwe ana zimbabwe human rights commission ana mprc kwese koko takaapila takatovanyorera kuti zvinhu zviri kuitika muzimbabwe zvinotitadzisa kuachivha 50-50 izvozvi tiri kuita kampeni yatoti haistad let's go 50-50 iya tiri kuti tioda madzimai 50% mucouncil 50% mamps 50% mucabinet 50% mupresidium but zvino izvozvo hatiitakaachivha kana madzimai achirepwa kupolitics achirohwa achishungurudzwa achisungwa akuzai kune vanhu vakawanda izvozvo vanofanira ndevari mujeri nyaya dzekorapshen murongotinzwa but vanongopinda nhasi mangwana vachobuda kana kuzvibva iroro havachotorari kuzvitorongo vanorara kudzimba dzavo so why put they want to punish mukadzi bo chinhu chingoripo ndechekusicilia najohana manetsai vari kupanishwa nekuti vakachuza kujoina politics dai vakajoina kuchechi dai vakapesuwa zvimwe zvinhu dai vasiri mujeri ndosaka tiri kuzviramba tichiti izvi zvinhu zvakashata and hazvifanhi kupa zvakaitika pasi pezuva rino
maybe if you can say your piece in English to just say what's your view on the three MBC women, Joanna Mamombe, Cecilia Chimbiri, and also Netsai Marua, who are currently incarcerated. You also went through the same experience. What can you share about what they could be going through right now?
It is very disheartening that Netsai Marua, Johanna Mamombe, and Cecilia Chimbiri were arrested for taking part in a flash demonstration in Warren Park's offer for government to provide social safety nets for the needy. As you know, Zimbabwe has struggled economically with a lot of issues, but the cut currently facing is prior to the advent of coronavirus. We've been having challenges basic fuel not available. So the advent of coronavirus, it actually makes the situation worse. So this trio, together with other NDC party officials, came together and demonstrated, appealing to the government to provide cushioning for the need, especially in high-density areas and the rural areas. But instead of the government listening to their demands, they, as usual, came heavy-handed on them and arrested them. But they did not only arrest them, their allegations that they subjected them to intense torture, abduction, and arbitrary arrest, including sexual violence. And they disappeared for more than 24 hours for the second day. So instead of the government arresting the perpetrators of this heinous act, to the surprise of everyone, they went after the victims, and the punishment being why did their case attract regional and international attention, which really does not make sense, because the government really knows what needs to be done in order to turn around the economy of the country. They cannot blame the CEO that they have attracted negative perceptions on the country when they know the problems have to do with the issues of gross human rights violations, gross corruption, and continuous, perpetual electoral disputes in the country. And it really hurts me because I know what exactly they are going through. Last year, I was arrested for participating in a human rights and peacebuilding training in Asia, and I was charged with treason. And when I got to the prison, Chikurubi female prison, I was shocked with the level of deterioration there. When you get there, it was actually in the winter around this time. You get one uniform, sometimes it's torn, and by that time they didn't have jerseys. There are no socks, you have to bring your own. There are no shoes, closed tennis shoes, you have to bring your own. There is no winter uniform for female inmates, even for the males. And there are no beds in prison. You'll be in an overcrowded room, about 5, 6, or even 10, 20, 30 of you in one room. If there's one toilet, and inside the room, there's no privacy whatsoever. And there are very few blankets, dirty, torn blankets. And instead of you feeling warm, you're actually exposed to other diseases that comes with you being exposed to too much cold. And the most shocking thing is they do not accept that women put on panty liners. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when it is cold, there are a lot of problems that come on women if you're exposed to too much high cold conditions, the cervix problems. And I don't know why they do not want women to put on leggings or those thick socks, which kind of like provide warmth. And I really, I tried to lobby soon after I was released that they need to introduce a winter uniform which can be used in prison during winter, because it really doesn't make sense that people only wear a jersey, a thin one jersey as a dress and maybe one pair of socks, like if you have it. But if you check, it's only prominent people like the trio who get access to those things. But the other inmates, it's nothing. If your family does not bring the socks, the jerseys, and the tennises for you, you have to go on like that. So it's crazy. Even in terms of water, you use cold water. There's no warm water. It's not even shower. You have to get the water from the tap. And in terms of the food is poor quality. It doesn't even it's not fit for human consumption. In the morning, you get porridge. Sometimes it doesn't have sugar. There's no peanut butter, it's just plain porridge, then tea with no bread. Sometimes you get bread from the companies, the bakeries, bread that they would have discarded. And soon after that, you get salsa. And most of the time, salsa with beans, with no tomatoes, or salsa with vegetables, like green vegetables, no meat, around 12 p.m., around 3 p.m. Before 3 p.m., around 2, it's supper. Everyone will be logged in around 3, up until the following morning. There are people who have serious chronic illnesses like diabetes who need to continuously eat. They do not allow food into the cells. So I don't know. The rehabilitation component of our prisons is not there. It's more of punishing an individual for getting arrested. And I don't know what happens to innocent until proven guilty. And right now, there is no food in the prisons. As an organization as well, we tried to send food for the fuel last week, and we couldn't do that because we were told most of the staff that we had bought is not allowed in prisons. We tried to engage the lawyers to send the food, but to no avail. Unlike when I was arrested, at least I was fortunate enough that I could get food from outside during the morning, after food that would last the whole day, morning, lunch, and supper. And you know, with this high profile cases, it's very dangerous for the trio to eat prison food because you don't know who they can actually poison. And for them to rely on the outside food, it is not possible because their family members are not being allowed to bring food because of COVID. So it's a very serious in this situation for them. And that's why we have been appealing local human rights organizations, the Zimbabwe Gender Commission, the National Peace and Reconciliation Commission, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, regional organizations like the SAT, like African Union, international organizations, the Interparliamentary Union, United Nations, UN Women, to try and force the government to release these women and in turn arrest the state security details who abducted them, who raped them and ill-treated them for close to 48 hours.
So okay, Ms. Dewa, let me just hold you there because I'd like my co-host, Star, if you've got a question for Ms. Dewa before we go back to Ms. Ndebele, you can ask her so that we can switch and bring up Ms. Ndebele.
Okay, yes, I'll come back to Ms. Dewa later on. For now, I have a question for Ms. Cora Ndebele. Remember, she's also, if you could bring her up, she's also an activist and an official for the 1893 Mchakaze Liberation Movement. And I want to ask you, Ms. Ndebele, there in Bulawayo, we in Elikubonayo, ngendlela abesifazana abaphethwe ngayo, khathesi nje sikulockdown. Siyakwazi ukuthi kwaye kwaba nodaba loluyana olukanokuthula mbofu nodade wabo. Kuyini elakuzwa ngalo lolu daba njalo lithini ngakho lani njengabantu abalwela ilungelo loluntu?
Ngiyabonga. Udaba lwabasifazane abahlukunyezwa ngokomthetho lubuhlungu kakhulu yithi njengenhlanganiso. Njalo njengomama omele amalungelo abantu njalo ungu-activist, kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu. Ngokuba khathi sibheka odadewethu labanozodwa nonokuthula abahlukunyezwa ngamapholisa, okuyiyo okuyakukhangelela ukuthi abavikeli, kodwa wona abahlukumeza ngendlela ebuhlungu kakhulu, ebahudula laphansi, balimala, baba lamanxeba, bebachaya, baba lama-bruises amanye angamahle kakhulu. So kuyasihlukumeza kakhulu kunoku ukuthi okuyibo esikhangelele ukubana basivikele emphakathini, yibo abasuka basihlukumeza. Siye siswele njengabomama ukuthi siyecatsha kuphi.
Ye, kodwa sesikhangela khona ngemuva. Bevele bephethwe ngochuku yini abesifazana abakwezombusazwe kanye nabalwela amalungelo oluntu. Kukhona eliyake likunanzelele yini?
Yebo, abesifazana kade bengaphathwanga kuhle isikhathi sonke lesi manxa sibhekisisa. Loba nje bekungekho ezingeni eliphezulu, kodwa kahle kahle vele kade bengivele bengaphathwanga kahle ngabomthetho. Ngokuba abomthetho balokuba balokuthi isandla singani siyaqiniswa nxa kusiza kwesifazana or politics, umbo or activists. Or what you know what you would do to all about days, Kuanzi, Magaku, the Utsugumes, Utumbe, don't want to ask Mama by the Zamutiba Susse, and when there's a politics, there's an activism. Kuthele ngokungena kwa-COVID-19 izinga labaphezulu lakhuphuka ngenye indlela engahlanga kubi ngokuba abesifazana bebehlukumezwa kubi, behlukumezwa ngamapholisa, abaye behlukumezelwa ngamasotsha ngokuba kulezinye insuku lapho kwakugijima khona amasotsha emalokishini la, abesifazana behlukumezwa bekhahlelwa kungelo khangelayo ukuthi lo ngumuntu wesifazana kumbe umuntu wesilisa, abevele bekuhlukumeza bengakhethi. Kodwa kwabesifazana kususa ubuhlungu ukuthi umuntu wesifazana umuntu obuthakathaka ukuthi aphathwe ngaleyo ndlela.
Yes, njalo sananzelele ukuthi laphana omampofu laphana behlukuluzwa bakhuluma ukuthi kwakulolimi lwenkethabecha ukuthi bakhuluma kubi ngokuthi ngoba bangumhlobo bani, kwathini kwathini phezu kokubahlukuluza. Liyake linanzelele yini ubandlululo indlela esingathi amapholisa aphatha ngayo abantu bemhlubulweni weMandebele?
Ubandlululo likhona kakhulu not kuphela emapholiseni, ngathi kuyo yonke i-public service. Ungavele uthi uyakhangela nje kwande kakhulu abantu besiweleni, okuyikuthi nxa usiza wena ungumuntu wesintwini uzodinga usizo kibo, abakuphathi ngendlela enhle. Kwesinye isikhathi uyabungakhoni ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo, khonokho ukuthi uyehluleka ukukhuluma ulimi lwabo baye bakuhlukumeze kakhulu, sokungani kumbeni uyazenzisa ukuthi indaba usala usehlule ukukhuluma ulimi lawo. Manxa ubhekisa isendabeni yabona ukuthula nodade uzodwa uzizwa kuba naye vele ebatshele ithi maMandebele liyasenzisa, okutsho ukuthi vele kule conception kibo laba abantu abesoni nabasebenza kulolu hlangothi ukuthi thina ngani siyazenzisa abantu besimpilo. Kulokhu-ke noma besiphatha basiphathi kuhle, ikanti yibo futhi abagcweleyo kulawo ma-public offices ngokuba manxa sikhangele ukuthi i-employment yonke nje i-centralized iseHarare, okutho ukuthi bayaphanana khona le izikhundla, bayaphathana khona le imisebenzi, babuya lapha bedosa ama-suitcase bethi ndawana basi. Kube nzima-ke ukuthi abantu labana nxa bekhuluma nezakhamizi ukuyizwa abazisevayo within that community, kuyabe kusiba nzima ngoba izakhamizi ayazingakhona ukukhuluma ulimi lesishoni, bona bese bebona angazani izakhamizi bayazenzisa. Lokhu kuyahlukumeza kakhulu njengabantu besintwini. Akusiphathi kuhle, siyafisa ukuthi ngabe imisebenzi kuyehlukaniswa ukuthi ukuthi ingabi centralized, kube le ndlela yokuthi lapha abantu bakobulawayo baqhatshwe lokobulawayo, abeHarare baqhatshwe eHarare, oseva i-community abe ngumuntu okwazi ulimi lolo not kuphela isiNdebele, lasesikhalangeni kufanane, lasematonkeni kufanane.
Yebo-ke kuyezwakala-ke lokho okukhulumayo, umbono wenu lowo. Njalo asithathe uhlangothi kodwa ngulowo lo yazikhulumela esithi ukuthatha ama-sides, but ngulowo lo yazikhulumela kubona kuzwakala. Lina njengenhlanganiso kukhoneleke likwenze yini ukuncedisa labo abantu abahlukumezekileyo? Singakhangela-ke idaba lona lolo olukanokuthula lo Ntombi Zodwa, kukhona azama ukukwenza kumbe sesikhangele emuva nje abesifazane abahlukuluzwayo, liyake lingenele yini kumbe hayi? Lina njengenhlanganiso sesingasakhangele Open Heart, sikhangele Mthwakazi Liberation Movement, kukhona okunye elikwenzayo kumbe liyake lincedise labesifazane?
Yebo, kukhona esikwenzayo siyi-1893 Mthwakazi Restoration Movement. Kathe sedabeni labozoda lolu sike sabavakatshela odade, sayababona ngodaba labo ukuthi kwenzakalani, besi-prepared even ukubanikeza ama-lawyers ukuthi aba-assiste ukuze bathole usizo, ukuthi ama-lawyers aba-assiste ukuthi indaba yabo iye phambili, bathole i-compensation kulobu buhlungu ababenziweyo. Okunye njalo siye sabadonethela okokudla lokunye okuncane njengenhlanganiso ye-893 Mthwakazi Restoration Movement, sikhangele ukuthi ukuhlukunyezwa kwabo lokhu kubuhlungu kusithintile lapho njengenhlanganiso, so sa-reach out to them ukuthi sebasize ngokuncane esilakho. Sithe even indaba isiqhubeka isisiya e-court, siyahamba siyatholakala e-court, sibasekela sibaxhasa, besi-prepared ukuthi indaba leyi loba ingaphela siyithathe ibe yi-lawsuit ukuthi laba ababahlukumezileyo they should compensate them, laba odade ngendlela abahlukumezeke ngakhona, balimalile emzimbeni, balimalile enhliziyweni, baphambanisekile emisebenzini yabo, kuloko ke sifuna ukubana bathole I compensation efully for all the damage that is caused. You are not only ukuthi asoze sisuke kuphela yena lo laba abayindileyo even yena uhulumende ngokuba nguyothumeza lezo zisebenzi izisebenzi lezi lanxa bengabantu bezimele njengabazisebenzi kodwa izisebenzi zikahulumende okutsho ukuthi uhulumende laye should be sued ngalokho okwenzakala kubodade lakho.
Yes, so if you can also briefly explain in English what you have done as an organization, not the Open Heart one, which deals with the soup kitchen, but the 1893 Mthwakazi Liberation Movement to assist the women who allege police harassment, that's Nokuthula Mpofu and Ntombi Zodwa Mpofu.
Okay, we've assisted the woman by the two women by reaching out to them, and we've been accompanying them to court cases. We even advised them to take the legal action towards the harassment that happened to them, and we donated some goodies to them to assist them. Because as we can see, their income was sort of disturbed because they had to go to the hospitals and they had to leave their source of income and concentrate on this case, so they had to lose a lot. So we had to assist them with the little that we had as an organization.
And are you happy with the progress so far on what's happening? Do you think justice is being served? Because we noticed that, like the case of the MDC youth leaders, Joanna Mamombe Netsai, and Cecilia Chimbiri, the Nokuthula Mpofu and Ntombi Zodwa Mpofu were also included in some petitions from the envoys, you know, United States of America, the European Union, and many ambassadors. They wrote statements condemning the abuse of the women, the police heavy-handedness. Do you think all this helped the organization coming in and you assisting them to go to court? Do you think so far, so good, the way the cases are being handled?
No, we're not happy because this case is taking long for justice to prevail. Because as we're speaking right now, there was a court case, I think it's 2 days ago, and it was postponed to a list. There are always postponements. There are always issues, you know. It means the law is taking longer to prevail. So we're not happy.
But what can you say about the treatment of women in general since the lockdown? When we're speaking in Ndebele, we alluded that since the lockdown, there's usually high-handedness whenever the police are treating women. Well, what did you see during this lockdown which make you think the police are very harsh, especially on women?
Okay, we observed lot of cases where women were abused during this lockdown, of which this is an issue that brings concern to us as women activists. Because the way that the police were handling women, as we're talking right now, and we have the issue of Joanna Mamombe, we have the issue of Zodwa, you know, all these cases, and there are not other many cases that are not reported. Women, some women are afraid even to approach the policeman, or after the harassment, they are so scared to approach the same police for assistance or even to report. Because as you can see, even the Zodwa case and Nokuthula case, someone, Zenzele, had to come to assist them, to give them courage to approach the policeman. If they were not approached, it was going to be an issue that wasn't going to be known by the world that there is such abuse. So you can imagine how many women are abused today, out there, and they don't come up front because they are scared. Because even the uniform, the forces, the army, during the lockdown, they were harassing people in the locations. So many people were abused. We have even the issue of, what's the name of that man who was killed by the police. So you see how it is really, it's not good. We are so worried as an organization.
Yes, and we'll also take note that so far these are said to be allegations, because the police, we've also heard their side of the story, where they say, for instance, the people who were demonstrating were breaking the lockdown rules. In the case of Nokuthula and Ntombi Zodwa, they were saying to have broken down the lockdown rules, so they don't really agree that they are very harsh on women. So we'll give them that benefit of the doubt until these cases are proven in court. You know, they are court cases, so the legal process must take its course. But thank you very much so for your contribution. You can stay on the line while we go back to Mr. Stabile.
Stabile? Yes, we have here another lady from Bulawayo who's also talking about a case that happened in Bulawayo. Ma'am, Ms. Ndebele is here with us. She was talking about a case that happened in Bulawayo also where, you know, there are some women who are also alleging that the police harassed them, and just like what is happening to Joanna Mamombe. But there's also been criticism that the women's movement is quiet over this issue. What's your view?
Definitely, I cannot speak for other organizations, but as well, we have also been involved in condemning what happened in Bulawayo. Actually, if you check our social media, where our members of staff had placards of each and every victim, the Ntombi, I remember one of the victims was Ntombi something, and we had placards where they were their names were on the placards, and we pasted them all over social media together with the three, Joanna, Nisai, and Cecilia. For us, we do not discriminate. We're actually at the forefront, but definitely I cannot speak for other organizations, but I get what she's saying. There is more that we need to do collectively in terms of putting an end to gross human rights violations against women, especially the state-sponsored ones, because it seems like there's been a pattern of late of women being victimized either by the police or by the army. Definitely we need to do more. But as well, we have done our part and we continue to call. Even the letters that we wrote to UN, SADC and AU, we actually incorporated the two women from Bulawayo.
Hey, maybe ndombofunza ipapo kuti pane vamwe vari kuti masangano emadzimai haasi kunyatsoita zvavanosiwanzoita kana pane nyaya dzakadai dziri kuitika. Pane zvamakaita here imini sesangano remadzimai nevamwewo kuitira kuti nyaya iyi yemadzimai nekumbunyikidzwa kwekodzero dzavo zvinzwike panguva ino yeCOVID-19? Saka takatarisa izvozvi zviri kuitika pari zvino. Tinoona mapurisa iwo vari kuti vari kupomera madzimai aya mhosva nekuti vari kuti hapana humbo hwekuti vakawanikwa vachimbunyikidzwa nezvavari kutaura. Munoona seizvi muchitarisawo zvakaitika kwamuri?
Inini oraiti sastavile dzewa. Inini ndiri kuchuza kubhiliva Jowa nokubhiliva Netsai nokubhiliva Cecilia kuti zvinhu zvavari kutaura zvakaitika kwavarika zvakatoitika. Senzokudaro kana mapurisa achikwanisa kutogara pasi onditi inini Stavile ndakanotrenwa kubata pfuti hanzi long amene long gana handizvo chinde ipi ndikadzidziswa imene kuti ndibate futi ndiri kumaldives kuti ndiyezodzisa hurumende nechisimba inini handisati kumboona futi iri emita close to me let alone kubata futi handisati ndamboona futi kupadhuze nenyu let alone kutozoibata kuti izvozvi mukandipa futi hatombozivi tinobatiswa sei but believe zimbabwe yese africa yese iroorokuti inini nevamwe vangu sisi takaenda tikanokerwa kuti tinoshandisa sei zvombo kubvisa hurumende nechisimba so kana vatikwanisa kutombozviita kwandiri inini ndiri ndega ndakagara mbabangu totoziva ndezvekunyika asambobvira zvakaitika why should I believe kuti johana nasiciliana netai vari kufeka ndinozibhiliva sei kana vakambozviita kwandiri hasitataura zvakaitika kuna umwanhu vandisingaizivi kana zvo vakazviita kwandiri nanhasi tozviitika rimazadhi ndandisina pasipoti for more than a year vatoaaa basa rangu zviri free ndinotoripota kosi every month togara ndimbotimakosi handina fidom on mhosva yekunyepa isinambobvira yakaitika yakakukwa vakagara pasiaa zvinhu zvokutonyepa hazvinambobvira zvakaitika and hapana kosi oflo ichambobva ikandiprove kuti mini ndakanotrenwa kuti ndishandise gani bhosa zvinambobvira zvakaitikaaibelive kuti ana johana vakunyepa ivo vari vanhu vanongozikanwa nekunyepa vanotonyepa mapurisa etora saka azlongas vasati vandipuzira ine zvinhu zvetizin zvavari kutaura i can believe izvo zvinhu asi vakatomuka mukadzi achiarepwa nemapurisa 50 nezuro manheri ndinotozvigirisa because kwandiri vanhu havanonyepa.
Sandokule from here wants to say something, so let's just give a chance to ask you a question. So, Stai, if you want to ask the other Stai question, she can't hear you. You
don't okay, yes. Yeah. I just wanted to ask if she agrees with Mrs. Ndebele, with Colin
Ndebele. You said you want to?
It's okay. We'll pass the question over. We just wanted to...
Sorry. You said I should ask a question to who?
No, Stai here is saying, what's your view on what Ms. Ndebele is saying? Because Ms. Ndebele, just regurgitate what Ms. Ndebele is saying.
Yes, Ms. Ndebele was saying the police are usually...
So what did she say? Women.
Do you also believe, Ms. Ndebele, that the police are very harsh when it comes to women?
So okay, the question is, do you think that the police are very harsh when it comes to matters regarding women? Judging from what happened to you, you are talking from experience. So the question here, there's Ms. Ndebele from Bulawayo. She was saying that, you know, you spoke about also the ladies from Bulawayo who are also harassed by the police. So what do you think in terms of the police and the way that they are treating women, especially politicians at the moment?
Our state security forces in general, they're very unprofessional in their conduct, whether you're a man or a woman. They are very partisan, they are very compromised, they are very intolerant. I don't know how to describe them. I think it's easier for them to target women. Because if you recall, the demonstration that took place in what is that, Johanna Cecilia against Netai were not the only ones who were there. There were so many people, including men, but they singled out these three and chose torture them. If you check the Bulawayo women, they were not the only people who were there on the queue. There were also men. So I don't know how these policemen and other security details are trained, but a lot needs to be done in terms of them being mainstreamed for human rights issues. I remember when I came out of prison, there was a lot of talk around reforming the security forces. They really need to be trained on how to handle women, on how to mainstream human rights in their way. And I also want to believe when it comes to politics that abusing women is actually a form of war tactics. It's actually a war crime where women are abused to send a message to their respective political parties. So I don't think it was only about targeting the Jew, but it was about exposing them, humiliating them, and making them think twice if they still want to continue in politics. It was about demeaning them. It was about denigrating them. It was about humiliating them. It was about sending a strong message that Zimbabwe is not ready for women's leadership. Zimbabwe does not want women in the political arena. So it's something that is unacceptable, something that we need to challenge. And basically, it also has to do with the basic socialization in Zimbabwe and issues to do with patriarchy. I'll give an example of the Zimbabwe issue. I don't think it has anything to do with political, but it's about how men view women. They view women as second class. They view women as low class citizens. And it has to do with how we are raised as a society, how we are raised as a community, and how men are socialized in this role. So there are lots of dynamics at play that we see need to change in order for us as a society, for the security forces as a sector, to respect fundamental human rights that have to do with women.
Thank you, Star. We'll come back to you, Star, and Ms. Ndebele. If you could hear what Ms. Dewa was saying, Ms. Ndebele, if you can just chime in, you know, the situation regarding the ladies in Bulawayo, like what Star asked earlier on. I had asked the other Ms. Dewa that, you know, there's a lot of outcry that women's rights groups are not doing enough to bring attention to some of these abuses of women. What's your view?
I'll partially agree with her, because women organizations didn't come out as
no,
they normally do.
Ms. Dewa would say that this is just, you know, a notion out there. It's something
okay.
People are saying.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. I partially agree with that notion out there, because women organizations did come out there as they normally do, because really we're supposed to come out and cry about this issue, but unfortunately, there wasn't that much. The women were a bit silent. I don't know the reason why. Because, you know, even if we did speak, maybe most of us were speaking at organizational level. We didn't come out to the world and shout about this inhuman nature that is happening to other women who are in politics. So I partially agree with that notion.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but and we've also spoken in our past shows. The women have said they've released statements. They've said something. But when you go to the MDC women, remember we have the spokesperson from women's branch, Sister Barbara Tanyanywa. She was saying that most women activists don't come out to speak on these issues. But when their leader, Mr. Chamisa, says something, they're all quick to talk. So I guess it depends maybe also from whose perspective. Because some women we talk to, they say, like what Tavia is saying, they have said something. But some say it's because it's politically motivated. Maybe they are, which means they are accusing those groups of taking sides. That if it's against MPC, they'll talk. If it's for ZANU-PF, they'll talk. If for which party, whether they support it or they don't, they'll talk. But yeah, we have various views on that. If women are really silent about it, should they demonstrate now against the issues during this lockdown? Should they release statements? What should they do? Yeah, it's quite an interesting broad issue, which we have entertained a very different perspective to.
Yes, and Star, we've got only a few minutes left, so maybe let's give Ms. Ndebele the last word. That moving forward, where do you see your organization going in terms of the number of people that you want to feed? And if there are people out there that want to help you, where do they find you?
Okay, as Open Heart. Okay, you want to grow our organization, you want to save almost every hungry person within our community. Not only the children, because currently, as I said before, we're concentrating mainly on children. So it will be great, or it will be a growth for us if we incorporate every vulnerable person within our community.
Thank you so much. Unfortunately, time is not on our side. It's not like football where we can put in extra time. So we'd like to take the opportunity to thank Star Dewa, who was here with us. She's a gender activist, and also went through a similar experience with what Joanna and the other two ladies are going through. Star.
Sibonge njalo unkosikazi Cora Ndebele owenhlanganiso ye-Open Heart eyabela abantu ukudla kanye nemthakazi liberation movement elwela ilungelo loluntu.
Marvelous. In Washington, D.C., broadcasting from home because of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. Let's meet again tomorrow on Let's Talk Ngati Kurukurei and also Light Talk, where we'll continue to discuss about the COVID-19 and also the political situation in the country. Bye-bye.